In the battle, the great generals never looked for relief. They looked for victory. And we're a people that are called. See, we live in a society, we live in a country, we live in a society, and all too often, too many of us as leaders are willing to settle for relief, even if it's temporary. I'll take any kind of relief, as long as it's, even if it's temporary, rather than saying, this year, we are about complete victory. This is our year for victory. And I was thinking about, even in terms of health, God can use medication. I've got no issues with that. I've got asthma. I've been prayed for countless times. I'm healed, but not completely, and I still use medication. It comes in handy when you're not breathing. Just a thought. So you go right ahead and lay your hands on my chest. Just don't get in the way of my mouth so I can get the breather in my mouth. It's all right. So I don't mind medication, but I'm not satisfied with medication. I want healing. Every time there's a chance to get prayed for, I'm going to be down front. I want to get prayed for as often as it takes, because this year I win. Yeah. This year it's about victory. It's about, and here's the deal. If we allow the waiting to create weariness, then the enemy already has us. And you and I, especially so many of you, I've talked to so many of you and been in the back and listened and sat in groups. And I know so many have come and there was a weariness. And I've heard it repeated before. I'm really glad this is taking place now, because I came really weary. Oh, I've got good news and bad news. Good news is, yes, it's great for refreshing. It's wonderful. It's incredible. It's over the top. But here's bad news is, one big meal isn't going to last you. It's not going to do the job. You and I got to figure out a way to drink a lot.